Welcome to Darlene's Cyber Cafe, your digital information haven for coffee aficionados. In an age where data is currency and every click could be a threat, knowledge is your greatest defense. I'm your host, Darlene Gresson Jr., and this is the podcast where we illuminate the dark corners of our digital world. Join us as we navigate the ever-changing currents of cybersecurity news, IT security, and the latest in the cyber landscape. Whether you're a seasoned IT professional, a business executive, or just curious about the forces shaping our digital future, Darlene's Cyber Cafe is your digital coffee house guiding you through the digital noise. I'm here to break down the headlines, decode the jargon, and deliver actionable insights to protect your data, your business, and your peace of mind. So, fasten your digital seatbelts and prepare to embark on a journey through the ever-shifting world of cyber threats, news, and IT security. Darlene's Cyber Cafe, your digital information haven for coffee aficionados, starts now. Episode 68. Ransomware attacks against cities. So just to recap this episode, the dangers of ransomware against cities, interconnected world of trouble. Is this the city's headache? Let's get into it. Behind closed doors all over the world, city halls are in emergency mode, scrambling to respond to a ransomware attack that has disabled dozens of city services for over a week. Few details have been released about the attack on the city's computer systems. Both the mayor and city manager have told very little over the attack to reporters. All cities' emergency and water services have been attacked. City workers are unable to return to work. City bus drivers are driving blind. Merchant services for payments are halted. City telephone lines, including emergency lines, are down. Now imagine if what I just said was complete fabrication. Unfortunately, this is not the case for various municipalities who I've personally read various news reports stating very much the same, albeit with the specific details removed. Ransomware is one of the most disruptive forms of cybercrime and has the power to render entire technology systems useless, destroy, or steal vast amounts of data. It is extremely complicated to recover from, and it is extremely costly to you, the taxpayers. Since 2014, my reporting on ransomware to corporations and municipalities was simply a dire warning in what was to come and will continue to come in the ensuing years. These attacks are typically coordinated by cybercriminals with ties to adversaries like Russia, North Korea, Iran, and China. They look at ways to shut down services or steal personal information for leverage purposes. Some municipalities are housing some of the most critical infrastructure, such as water systems, transportation, solid waste, elections, emergency services, to name a few. This will give the attackers a stronger grip on the victims themselves. Now, although I do not have a complete tally of all the cities and towns that have been hit worldwide, since my investigating into this specific topic, I can say with confidence that this has affected thousands of municipalities and counting. So why are we interconnected into a world of trouble? Now, to understand why we are seeing a greater increase in cyber attacks against cities or towns, these are often referred to as cyber attacks on critical infrastructure or urban systems. This is a growing concern in today's interconnected world. These attacks can have severe consequences, affecting not only the functioning of essential services, but also the safety and well-being of its citizens. I'm going to highlight some key points about cyber attacks targeting cities. Number one, targeted systems. City infrastructure encompasses a wide range of systems, including transportation networks, power grids, water supply systems, emergency services, communication networks, telephones, and more. Each of these systems is susceptible to cyber attacks, especially if they are interconnected by the city. Number two, motivations. Cyber attacks against cities can be motivated by various factors, including financial gain, political motives, espionage, or some ideological reasons. Attackers may seek to disrupt operations, extort money, steal sensitive data, or just to cause plain old chaos. Number three, consequences. Now, the consequences of cyber attacks against cities can be severe. Disruption of essential services such as transportation or healthcare can endanger lives and undermine the public's trust. Financial losses can be significant, and the recovery process may be lengthy and costly to the taxpayers. Number four, prevention and mitigation. To mitigate the risk of cyber attacks, cities need to invest more in robust cybersecurity measures. This includes implementing strong encryption protocols, regularly updating software and systems, conducting cybersecurity training for staff, and establishing contingency plans for responding to attacks. I will add here that given that most of these attacks I've seen could have benefited from siloing in certain key components. Number five, collaboration. Given the complexity of the threat landscape, collaboration between government agencies, private sector partners, cybersecurity experts, and law enforcement is essential. Sharing information and best practices can help cities better defend against these cyber threats. And number six, regulatory frameworks. Governments may play a role in enhancing cybersecurity for cities by implementing regulatory frameworks and standards for critical infrastructure protection. Compliance with these standards can help ensure that cities are adequately prepared to defend against cyber attacks. Now, according to some statistics that I could gather up, it took up to a month to recover critical systems, and the initial ransom requests range from less than $50,000 to $1 million. Now, this all depends on the size of the municipality. When municipalities have cybersecurity insurance, which does indeed help mitigate the ransom damages to an extent, if a ransom is paid, this goes into a cyber criminal's pocket to launch further attacks against them or a neighboring municipality. Now, this is very key to think about. Let this sink in for a second. Even though a municipality has cybersecurity insurance, there is no guarantee that these criminals will not use the money to attack the partner city or township. Now, people always ask me, well, what is this all for? Well, for the cyber gang ring, they're in it for the money. And the countries they are linked to, it's all about disrupting. At the end of the day, these attacks are done to create chaos and disruptions within the Western democratic systems. Now, is the ransomware the city's headache, or is it all of our headaches? Well, to make a long story short, no. Thanks for listening. Well, yes, ransomware attacks disrupts all aspects with a running city. The trickle effect can be felt within the community. Typically speaking, it takes about a year for a municipality to fully rebuild the IT infrastructure, to properly build it to defend itself properly against future attacks, which again can cost upwards of $1 million. Now, this begs the question, is that if these municipalities are actually taking proactive measures to ensure their technology, staff, and processes, they need to take into account for all these actualities. I always say it always goes beyond fancy firewalls, the fancy incident intrusion systems, etc. It starts with the human element. And no, I don't only mean those phishing email program tests. Well, I understand they do work to an extent, But going over and beyond to ensure that your municipalities are taking the right steps inside and outside the IT and cybersecurity departments. I understand I cannot paint every city or town all over the world with the same brush. However, the same principles need to be understood, applied, and executed. Coordinating strategies with your federal, provincial, state governments, and other organizations through education is always the first step, and many more steps need to follow as soon as possible. While the expenses may not affect your wallet in the immediate time frame, understand the cyber attack burned down your city's technical infrastructure, and you will have to pay for the cleanup, the restoration, and any future budgets to make sure this doesn't happen again. This is a huge responsibility, but as a resident, you need to make sure that these demands are made now. Otherwise, expect services to be cut, your taxes increase significantly, and the general city services to become more expensive. Here's my expert advice. Raise this issue with your mayor and elected officials. Raise it to the point where they take this seriously, because this can happen tomorrow. As I always say, it's never a matter of if it happens, it is a matter of when it happens. Thanks for listening to this episode of Darling Cyber Cafe. Be sure to subscribe and stay tuned for weekly episode releases. Because in the world of cybersecurity, knowledge is power. Oh, while you're still here, don't forget, there are no strangers here. Next time you come back to the cafe, bring a friend. I'll see you soon. Cheers.